This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Opposition protest disrupt question and answer session in House of Representatives. Foreign Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deuba says government is all prepared to rescue Nepalese from Israel and Iran. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli inaugurates Nepal's first overpass at Gwarko to ease traffic congestion. And Iran rules out new nuclear talks until attacks stop. Now, the news in detail. A scheduled question and answer session in yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives was disrupted due to protest from opposition lawmakers. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli was set to respond to questions raised by lawmakers, but the session was scrapped after members of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party stood in protest immediately after Speaker Debaraj Ghimire opened the meeting. The protesting lawmakers demanded the formation of a parliamentary probe commission into the visit visa scandal and called for the resignation of the Home Minister, alleging his involvement. Despite repeated requests from Speaker Ghimire to maintain order and take their seats, the lawmakers refused. Consequently, the Speaker removed the question and answer session from the agenda and urged all MPs to help conduct the House in a disciplined manner. Following the Speaker's decision, lawmakers from both protesting parties walked out, effectively boycotting the session. Meanwhile, the House continued deliberations on the appropriation bill. During the discussion, lawmakers raised concern about alleged budget favoritism towards the home districts of top leaders and ministers and criticized the delay in introduction of the Federal Civil Service Bill, which was previously on the agenda. Lawmakers further expressed discontent over the absence of line ministers during the crucial budget discussions. Later, speaking to the media, Rashtriya Swatantra Party acting spokesperson Manish Jha said his party boycotted the meeting after being denied a platform to voice their demands directly to the Prime Minister. In light of escalating tensions between Israel and Iran, the government of Nepal is making preparations to ensure the safety and possible evacuation of Nepali citizens living in those countries. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deuba announced yesterday that all necessary measures will be taken to protect and rescue Nepalese wishing to return home. Her remarks came during a joint meeting held at the Foreign Ministry and officials from the Ministries of Labour, Employment and Social Security, Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation and Home Affairs. A registration process has already been initiated for Nepalese willing to return from Israel, and the government has formally requested Israeli authorities to assist in relocating Nepalese from border areas to safer zones on other countries. Three people lost their lives and five others were injured in a jeep accident in Doti district yesterday morning. The accident occurred when a jeep en route to Maua from Dipayal Bazar veered off the road and fell 250 meters down a slope at Khaira Dhara, Dhaulamati, along the Dipayal Sahel road section. According to the police inspector Ramchandra Joshi of the district police office, the deceased have been identified as 41-year-old Devi BK of Sahel Rural Municipality 4, 27-year-old jeep driver Suresh Karki from Adarsh Rural Municipality 7, and 35-year-old Kali Katwal of Sahel Rural Municipality 6. Police suspect the vehicle lost control while navigating a bend. An investigation into the cause of the accident is currently underway. Leaders of the three major political parties met at Singha Darbar yesterday to assess the ongoing work of the Transitional Justice Commissions. Prime Minister and CPN-UML Chair K.P. Sharma Oli, Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba and CPN Maoist Centre Chair Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda were present at the meeting alongside other senior leaders. Following the discussion, CPN-UML leader and former Minister Agni Kharel expressed optimism, noting that the commissions have begun their work and are expected to deliver positive results. Meanwhile, at a separate event, Leela Devi Gartola, chairperson of the Commission for Investigation on Enforced Disappeared Persons, CIEDP, pledged to introduce a bylaw aimed at ensuring timely justice for conflict survivors. Speaking during an interaction with survivors and stakeholders in Kathmandu, she emphasized the importance of wide consultation in the process. Family members of enforced disappearance victims recommended that the Commission develop an annual work plan for better efficiency. So far, the CIEDP has registered 2,542 complaints from the families of the disappeared. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has officially inaugurated the newly constructed overpass at Gwarko Lalitpur, a key step towards solving long-standing traffic congestion in the area. Speaking at the event organized by the Ministry of Physical Infrastructures and Transport, Prime Minister Oli said the overpass would significantly ease traffic flow in Gwarko and its surroundings. He reaffirmed his government's commitment to holistic and multidimensional national development. The overpass, the first of its kind in Nepal, was built for 170.6 million rupees and includes a 500-meter approach road. The project was initiated 4 years ago to address the chronic bottlenecks at Gwarko Chok. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero raichau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Election Commission held consultations with Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli yesterday regarding the upcoming by-elections. The discussions focused on holding elections for two vacant seats, one in the House of Representatives and one in the Provincial Assembly. The Commission also consulted on the 18 seats that will fall vacant in the National Assembly on the 4th of March in 2026 and on elections for various vacant positions at the local level. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli assured that the government would support the necessary facilitation according to the preparations made by the Commission for the elections. International Yoga Day is being marked across Nepal today with a variety of programs aimed at promoting health, wellness and spiritual awareness. Observed annually on June 21st at the initiative of the United Nations since 2016, Yoga Day has helped revive interest in yoga practices that originated in the Himalayas during the Vedic period but had nearly vanished in Nepal over time. While the international observance began in 2016, Nepal has a long history with yoga. The country has been unofficially celebrating Yoga Day since 1979 on the 1st of Magh, and in recognition of its cultural significance, the government officially declared Magh 1st as National Yoga Day through the Ministry of Peace and Reconstruction. Vehicular movement along the BP highway has been banned during night hours for the next 15 days due to monsoon-related safety concerns. According to the decision made at an inter-district coordination committee meeting involving officials from Kabripalansuk, Sindhuli and Ramechhap districts, the highway will remain closed daily from 12:30 a.m. to 5 a.m. The move comes as a precautionary measure following last year's incident when sections of the highway in Kabripalansuk and Sindhuli were severely damaged by unseasonal rains in late September. Authorities are urging travelers to plan their journeys accordingly and prioritize safety during the high-risk period. Now, on to an international news update. Iran has announced it will resume negotiations over its nuclear program while facing continued attacks from Israel. The statement comes shortly after Israeli Defense Minister warned of a prolonged conflict with the Islamic Republic. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi, in talks with European diplomats in Geneva, made it clear that diplomacy would only resume once what he called Israel's aggression comes to an end. Despite pressure from the UK, France, Germany and the EU to revive talks with the United States, Iran remains firm in its stance. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump has given Iran a 2-week window to return to the negotiating table, warning of potential American airstrikes. He also downplayed the significance of Iran's diplomatic engagements with European leaders. The conflict has seen Israeli airstrikes targeting Iranian military infrastructure and personnel, resulting in heavy casualties. Iran's health ministry reported at least 224 deaths, while a human rights organization estimates the unofficial death toll to be high as 639. In retaliation, Iran has launched hundreds of ballistic missiles at Israeli territory, escalating fears of a wider regional conflict. Now, the general weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has predicted that today's weather is likely to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the hilly regions of the country and at one or two places of the rest of the country. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim province, with chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high mountainous region of the country. The division has stated that this year's monsoon system has spread across the country since yesterday, 23 days after its initial entry. This year's monsoon entered Nepal from the eastern part of the country on May 29th and spread to most of the Kosi province. Meteorologist Pratibha Manandar said that the monsoon system is now active across the country, having spread to Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces lately. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 20 to 22 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 27 and 29 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of headlines again. Opposition power protest disrupt question and answer session in House of Representatives. Foreign Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba says government is fully prepared to rescue Nepalese from Israel and Iran. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli inaugurates Nepal's first overpass at Gwarko to ease traffic congestion, and Iran rules out new nuclear talks until attacks stop. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.